Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the union of Goyim, whether we say Amirala, Amirasa Legavaka, Misirasa Lahedja by Goyim, and a Goy being Noder Karban to the Beis HaMikdash, whether he's Chayiv in Adarim or not, so numerous kashes, and again we are following the derech of Morina Rabbeinu Agon Agadol, Rabbi Fal Moshe Luria, Zecha Tzadik, Kodesh Levracha. So it would appear as follows. Whenever a person says a neder of Harei Alai, we don't need to come on to the parish of Nidarim. And we also don't need to come on to the parish of Amir Legavok and Mesir Lehedyet. But rather, just the Yischaibus of Harei Alai is enough to obligate him to bring the carbon. We ask kashas on the Amir Legavok and Mesir Lehedyet, we ask kashas on the parish of Nidarim, because Goyim aren't Shaykh either. Necessarily. So it could be that just saying Harei Alai is enough. Like the Rambam paskins in the 11th paragraph of Mechira Halacha Tesvav, that a person can be mischayev mamon lechaver b'fnei shnei edim, even though he was never chayev before. It's mashma from there that it's not like the gedolim of kinyan chayfetz, that you need a maisa kinyan for the etzem chalos ischayvus mamon, for the etzem chalos, because for ischayvus mamon it's enough even without a kinyan. And just so that it shouldn't be kashta ba'alma, you shouldn't just be like making a joke out of it, it should be taken seriously. So he has to say it in front of Adam. But in principle, one could be mischayev mamon lachavero, b'fnei shnei edim, even though he was never chayev. Ve'em b'teis v'sksubis, daf kufalev, shekosfu, sheyachol, odom, v'schayev mamon lachavero b'zeh, shekosiv lo'y chayev ani lachon mona b'shtah. Ve'ashtah rein omoel midin kinyin ala dikeven, she'osa ma'ise godol kukach, gomir u'mishabit nafshe. And a person can be mischayev mamon to his friend, when he says, I owe you a mana b'shtar, when he writes down, I owe you a mana b'shtar, ve'ashtar ein amol midin kinyin, ela tekevin shosem ma'ise gadol kol kach, gamu mishabid nafshe. So just writing it down is enough, not because it's a kinyin, but because he is mechayev himself. He does this mice of writing it down, puts a pen to paper, and he writes down the shtar that he owes him money. So that creates a shibud. The Rambam adds, and not only if he writes it down, even if he says, b'fnei edim is mishavin himself. So it's true that Ran argues and he says that it's Madamahani Chaibani Lukhamana Bishtar, who may hukas kinyan shibut nachasim shukakarkali de shtar. So he says it's like he holds that it's a kinyan shtar, not that he's mishabit himself through this item, through this document, meaning that that it's not the document that's mishabit him, that he's mishabit himself through the document. No, he holds it's the document that's mishabit him. And according to that, Stam Dibor, you can't have a chalitz chiyuv. The Rambam argues, the Rambam says enough, even b'dibur, in front of Eden, to be b'shabit yourself. And the Rambam brings a raya from an arev, that just like an arev is able to be b'shabit himself to Omani, So to this person, he can just say in front of Eidim that I owe you money. And that's enough. The Ran is Darcha that Raya. The Ran says, Manavshacha, we're talking about an Arev after the Shtar was signed. So he needs to make a Kinyan. And if it's an Arev B'Shaz Matan Maos, and he's Meshavin himself with that Hana, that the loan is being given based on his Arvus. So that's like receiving something, that's like Kesef. So he doesn't buy this Raya from Arev. Schayev B'li Kinyan doesn't work. There has to be a Kinyan. If it's after Chitum Shtos, you have to have a Kinyan. And if it's B'Shaz Matan Maos, then there's a Kinyan through the Hana that he gets, the Arev gets, is Kekesef. However, Shitas HaRambam is that it is effective to be Mechayev yourself. And the Raya that he brings from Arev is just to say that we don't need a Siba L'Schayev Esmamik on Havom Mazik, Al Yecholim Liyo Yischayev B'li Siba. In other words, an Arev is Chayev B'li Siba Schiyuv. So in Mela, you can also have a person who's in Schayev B'li Siba Schiyuv. Just comes and says, I owe, and that's enough. It's by an Arev. Savor the bein and bein yana, kevin sheish achar amakabel hamamun. So by an arev, you need more. You need a certain hana that he gets because somebody else is getting the money, and he has to pay the chov. So for that yanam should get money, and he should have to pay the chov. For that, you need some type of hana for the arev. But if a person is mischayev bifnei eidim, that's enough. I want to be mechayev myself. It's enough. We don't need a hana. We don't need a kinyan. That's Shitas HaRambam. That's what he brings from Arev. Arev, you see that without any previous schayevus, without a siva, he just gets mekabel arvus. So to a person without a siva, you can just say that I owe plenty money. So I'm mechayev atzim u'mamam and la'achar b'loy t'nai klal. When a person undertakes a financial obligation without making any stipulation, he's liable, even though he doesn't know anything. It's not an asmacht, it's a real present. So if someone tells a witness, his servant witnesses that I owe so-and-so mana, and he composes a shtar that states that he owes the other person a mana, even though it's not observed by witnesses, or he told the other person present witnesses, I owe you mana, is recorded in a legal document. So in all these instances, he has to pay the money. Well, the fiza yoytze, the yicholim leforeish hada akum. But if we are toises, the lav midin amira, like a voyo midin nederasin. Allah, we started off in this first segment with teisvus, and in teisvus we saw that a guy. He's now going to bring him a chusar aver. He says, how come it's not in the Sheva Mitzvahs? He says, well, it's because it's kum va'aseh. It's not in the Sheva Mitzvahs. And what's the kum va'aseh? That if he obligates himself to bring a korban, we tell him, kum bring the korban. Go and bring a shaling. So it's not midin amira that we were trying to figure out. Where does this come from? So some say it's midin amira legavoya, like the Heilig Avnei Miluim and others. Others say it's midin neder. No, it's not midin amir lekavoy. It's not midin neder. Ela de kol oimer arei alai chutz mehilchas nedarim hamischayev u'mamim lahekdish. When a person says arei alai besides hilchas nedarim, even without hilchas nedarim, because the guy doesn't have hilchas nedarim, he's mischayev mamim lahekdish. For here, you don't even need Eidim. Only if you're Mischayev L'Chavero, it should look like Hashta. It shouldn't look like he's playing around with him. He's just joking around. So there, you need Eidim. Avo b'mischayev l'hekdesh v'yesh b'zeh gam chiyuv nedorim lo havei Hashta b'li Eidim v'chayev hu chiyuv mamon gamer. But if a person's Mischayev l'hekdesh and there's also a chiyuv nedorim, it's not hashta. Even without Eidim, somebody says, I'm giving to Hekdesh, you're not playing around. So he's chayev chiyuv mamon gamur. And therefore we talk to say to the guy, Havei Shalim, he says he's going to give to Hekdesh, we tell him to give. Now we saw the Ktzos in the previous shir that he didn't want to give this teretz. He didn't want to give the teretz that Omer Re'alai Tzischai was just Ayidei Amira. Because he was Soimech, and he says it comes from the din, not Stam the Amira, but the din of Amira like a Boak and Mesira Solehedia. Because apparently he was Soimech on the Kesef Mishnah, who explains the Rambam and Hilchos Mechira that we brought. The Mahani Mihuchas Kinyan Oidisa, the Hebe de Zea Gemara, the Isul Giora, Rein Bektsois, Besimin Mem, Shehebi Dvar, Bekosel Fiza Bin Adavki, Mir Melashin Chayev Ani Lucha, Mane. Abay Mir Mischayev Ani Mane, Loi Mahani. So, Bektsois was Samech on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah learns Rambam in Huchas Mechira that it's Midin Kinyan Oidisa, and he brings the famous Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us, and of Kuf Memtes, that's the famous Gemara about Kinyan Oidisa, that if a person in the case of a person on his deathbed who admitted that he owed money, what's the din tashma di iser giyoyra habalei treisar alfei zuze? Iser, the convert, had 12,000 zuz deposited in the house of Rava, and Gemara says that all Isser has to do v'loy de Isser d'alein zuzei d'Rav Mari ninu v'liknenu bo'idisa. Let him admit that the money belongs to Rav Mari and he'll be kainet bo'idisa just by his admission. So you see there's a kinyan o'idisa. Now this kinyan o'idisa of being moide, the Ktzos learns that you have to say lashon chayav ani l'cha. What's o'idisa? Ideas is when you're admitting you owe him. So the Ktzos says you have to say a lashon of, I owe you a money. Aval im yoimer mischayev ani money. But if a person takes upon himself, he says, I am obligating myself in a money, it's not effective. That's not Idisa. It has to be chayev ani lucha, v'lo mischayev ani lucha. So again, the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira is talking about Lashon. He's talking about a Kinyan Adisa. And according to the Ktzos, a Kinyan Adisa is only Chayav Ani Lecha, not Mischayav Ani Lecha. Umiyashi b'zestira z'divrei ha-mechaber m'simin mem l'simin samach alef she'pasak sham y'efshal ha-haknes dover shalom b'olam rak v'chol mischayav alo b'ol ha-olam. K'goin habu olai eidim sh'ani mischayav loy כח וכח וקנו על זה. וכשהשח, מה בו יקנו מידו, ירם וחי בפוסק בסימנם כדיבר הרם, שחי וסחו מסס בלכניין המענה ודיבר גרידו. So, with this, the Ktzos is מיישיב לסתיר on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, you can't be מק in a דבר שלא בעולם, but you can be מסחייב in a דבר שלא בעולם. When he says, he brings Edom that I'm מסחייב to you כח וכח, and they make a kinyan. So that the Yischaiv is Yischaiv, Frak the Shach. What do you need a Kinyan for? The Mechaber himself paskins in Simon Mem, like the Rambam. You could do Yischaiv even without a Kinyan, just enough with a Dibor. So in that the Ktzos answers that if he says a Lashon of Mischaiv, you need a Kinyan. If he says that doesn't help me, then Idisa. But if you say Chayav Ani Lucha, that's Bekinyan Idisa. That's as Miyashiv the Stira. And Mimela, in our case, when we're talking about the guy, he's Mischayev. You can't say that it's because of that Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira is saying he's already Chayev. And we want to be based on this ourselves in the Rambam and say, when he can be mischayiv, just by dibur, he can be mischayiv, he can obligate himself. And Akzos doesn't hold he can do that. However, divrei Akzos tumuim. Im kein lama kasev Rambam dina dafka kinyan. V'lo kasev shiomer v'loshan idisa. Why does the Rambam say that you need to have a kinyan? Why does the Rambam just say that he could say a Balashan Oidisa and then no kinyan is necessary? The Mechaber didn't have to say that he made a kinyan. The Mechaber could have just said that you say a Lashan of Oidisa. And now it suffices. A kapana mevor b'dvarav, we see from the ktsois that you can't have a schaivus without a kinyan, the shittas haramba. And therefore, be'achreach, he has to say that it has to be din amira legavok and mesira lehedyot. Because you can't have a schaivus, you can say I'm already chayv without a kinyan, but you can't be mischayv, you can't take upon yourself an obligation without a kinyan. So he has to come on to the din, abim rasa legorok, abim rasa lehadiyot. However, das harashbitz, b'simen kufnim gimel, he writes lehadiyot that it's mashma shittas haramban, that he doesn't paskin kinyan idisa. And the Sig of the Gemara, he says, is Dafka Matna Shchiv Meira. And he brings a Raya, Paragvav, Vilchus Bechira. That the Rambam says, Matbe and Derech Laknaisa, Meinu Vershusoi, Elai De Agav. The word Derech to be Makne, Matbeya is Derech Kinyan Agav. Why doesn't he say, Elai De Adisa? So it must be that Adisa is only Mehilchas Shchiv Meira. Well, the Fi Dvarav, according to the Rashbitz, that the Rambam doesn't pass in Kinyan Adisa, Be'achreach, that the Rambam in the 11th parak of Vilchas Mechira is talking about Eschaivus Bedibur, not Eschaivus Laide Kinyan Adisa. Again, according to the Ktsais, it's Kinyan Adisa, that's why in Parak Yud Aleph he's Meschaiv. He's admitting that he owes. But the Rambam, in other words, Midin Kinyan Adisa. The Rambam doesn't hold of Kinyan Adisa, only if it's a Shchiv Meira. So you see that the Rambam holds from Perek Yud Aleph, that halacha that we saw before, that it's not midin kinyan idisa, it's midin hezchaivus bedibur. It's not a kinyan. He just obligates himself when he says, I owe. That's not a way to make a kinyan. In other words, if it was a way to make a kinyan, that's the way the Ktsos learns. Ktsos learns it's odisa. And via odisa, you can make a kinyan. But the Rashba tells the Rambam doesn't hold of Kinyan Idisa. Being Moida that you owe is not a Kinyan. So rather, what's he doing? He's taking upon himself an obligation. He's taking upon himself a new obligation. His Chayvus Bedibur. So that's why the Rambam holds he can be mechayiv himself, just as chayivus bedibur. But then we can run into the question that we mentioned the previous year. We had a kashin avim le'achiezer. We can ask the same question: how does sheila work when you say harei alai? In other words, it's his chayivus. He's mischayiv bedibur. He's mischayev b'dibur. So how does that have sheila? How do you have sheila and mischayev is b'dibur? Din nedarim, you have a sheila. There's no sheila and dibur. It's like if you're mischayev mamon lachaveru, there's no sheila. So how's there sheila if you say that you're makabel upon yourself is chayvus? So it's muchrach shebeemes loy mahani arei alai mehilchus chayvus mamon. So it must be that arei alai doesn't work mitzad is chayvus mamon. Afilim neimak devrei atoysis to mishum gomer mishabid nafshe lo boi kinyan. And even if we say like Tosfos, we saw before, Tosfos in Ksubis, that a person can be mischayev mamon lachaveru when he says chayev ani lachamane b'shtar. And it's not the shtar is in koyin midin kinyan, it's the midin that he was megoyim mishabid nafshe. It's not the shtar that's makne, it's that he's mishabid himself through the shtar. Even if we say like Tosfos that gomer mishabed nafshi, that doesn't require a kinyan, because every yischayvus mamon is a shibud haguf lefroch chayv mamon kamoshi shibud nechasim legvos mei mamon kach yeshibud haguf legvos menu mamon. Just like there's a shibud nechasim to collect money, there's also a shibud haguf that my guf is meshubed to this monetary obligation. My body is responsible to pay up. Like Reb Shimon explains that it's kegidrei mashikaneh avet kana rabbi, legabei manashu mischayev ba. V'zeh shayach b'chol eschayev l'smamen, aval oimer rei alai lahavi karbon, ha'enoi mischayev mamoin, elohu chiyuv agavra shiyavi karbon. V'haynu chiyuv shiyasem maise shel hava v'lo shibur haguf. Melo shibra guf have zel chiyuv gavra lahavi mamon kai gavna lo chol lo mehochas eschayvus mamon lo mehochas amir legavol kemesir lahedyet. So this is shayach to shibra guf in every eschayvus mamon. But when a person says harei alai lahavi karbon, he's not eschayv mamon. It's a chiyuv gavra to bring a karbon. It's a chiyuv to do a maisa hava. It's not a shibra guf. It's a chiyuv gavra to bring mamon. There's a difference between when my goof is meshubid to pay a monetary obligation. Between that and when there's a chiyuv on the gavra to bring a korban, to do a maisa hava, it's a chiyuv to do a maisa of bringing this korban. It's not a shibud haguf. It's a chiyuv gavra to bring this mamon. It's not that the kuf is meshubah to that. He just has a personal obligation to do this maisa. So here there's no ischayvus mamon, and there's no amira legavok and mesira lehedyet, because that can't be poel more than kinyanim or poel behedyet. And kinyan behedyet only makes a shibud nechasim and a shibud aguf. But chiyuv ala gavra l'shiyavi mamon l'chaveru l'hekdesh, there is no such thing. There's no kinyan for that. And since there's no kinyan for a chiyuv, there's a kinyan again for a shibud aguf, but there's no kinyan for the chiyuv ala gavra l'shiyavi mamon l'chaveru l'hekdesh. And amela doesn't work mitin amirasa l'gavokim sirasa l'hedya. So how does it work here? What's mechayev him? When he says that, when the guy says he's going to bring this carbon. So it would appear that kinyanim don't help, or amira, it's not because it's not shayach, a chalois chiyuv, such a chalois chiyuv on the gavra. V'vadai it's shayach such a chiyuv, like we find in the Torah, it's a chiyuv lasis mamon chameis slon lepich and aben, it's not stam and mitzvah, it's a chiyuv on the gavra to give it. And because that comes to Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechasim, also Achzaras Rivas, even though you're in Yad and Nechasim, it's mashma that there's no Shibudim, according to what the Mechaber passes, nevertheless, Mechila is effective because it's a shchiyuv on the gavra to give money. And it's not a mitzvah l'shamayim, but it's not a shibud mamon. It's a chiyuv on the gavra to give mamon. It's a chiyuv on the gavra to give mamon. It's not a shibud of the mamon. That it doesn't work mitzad kinyanim is because kinyanim are only when you transfer bailus from one person to the other, or izoichem and a hefker. But there are no kinyanim to make chiyuvim on the gavra. So he said you can't make a kinyan, but there should be a chiyuv on the gavra to give mamon or to give a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. And also we explain Pshat in the Rambam that you can have his chayvus to give your friend money or a matana. That's not machayv the person. It's not a chi of gavra to give. It's a shibud aguf and shibud nechasim. So it emerges that mitzad this atzvara goyu says harei alai. If there's no hilchas neder that he has to be mekayim moitzis svas of a bal yachad, there's no chiyuv at all. Here there's no chiyuv at all when he says harei alai. What's mechayiv him? If there's no chiyuv neder, then what's mechayiv him? And amir alone is not mechayiv him. So as we explain, I hope that you can make kinyanim only work when there's havaras bailus. That's kinyanim. Or a person's zeichem and a hefker. But there are no hilchas kinyanim to make a chiyuv on the gavra. And since a kinyan doesn't work, so amir legavo also doesn't work. Because amir legavo is memakum kinyan. When the Rambam says that there's such a thing as mischayv, as he could be mischayv to the other person. That's not mechayv the person. It makes a shibud haguf on the person. Or it makes a shibud nechasim. But how does that apply to a goy? What's mechayv the goy? If the goy has no chiyuv to be mechayv moitzis svasav, in other words, if you say there's a chiyuv on the gavra, this guy has no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv on this gavra. So what's mechayiv him? When he says, I'm going to bring, that doesn't create a shibud aguf or shibud nechasim. It creates a chiyuv to do this maisa. What's mechayev the guy to do this maisa of bringing the karma? Nothing. Because he's not mechuyev mitzad the neder. And there are no kinyanim for chiyuv on the gavra. There's only kinyanim to make a shibud aguf. And here there's no shibud aguf. Here there's just a chiyuv to bring the carbon. So what obligates him? So that, sweet friends, is the very exciting segue into the next shir. And the next shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya, will hopefully see more neflos. And I hope that you stay with me. And I hope this was clear. Very, very subtle distinctions here, different types of kinyanim. But the bottom line is, harei alai, in the meantime, doesn't help mitzad eschayvus mamon. And even if we say like Tosfos, that gamar mishabed nafshe lo bo'i kinyan, it still doesn't help. Because every Yischaivus Mammon is a Shibud Aguf L'for Achoiv Mammon. And since there's a Shibud Nechas, just like there's a Shibud Nechas, there's a Shibud Aguf. And that's Shaykh in every Yischaivus Mammon. It says, Arei Alai Lahavi Karban. He's not Mischaiv Mammon, it's a Chiyuv on the Gavra. To bring the Karban. It's not a Shibud Aguf. So what's Mechaiv him? What makes this Chiyuv HaGavra? Kenyan doesn't. Because a Kenyan, like we said, is only Havaris Bailas, or from Hefker. But it doesn't create a Chiyuv on the Gavra to do something. So what creates a Chiyuv on this Gavra, on this guy, to bring the carbon? So please stay tuned, and we will see more Niflos in the next shir. And if you want to see inside what Rabbeinu says, this is in the Avnei Shayim and Avnei Dezar and Simon Dalit. Simon Hay. So thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.